brain injury and professional football. Just ahead, how a new Will Smith film and a locally developed technology are driving fresh discussion. Good morning and live from Studio 5. This is First Coast Connect on 89.9. And thanks for listening. I'm Melissa Ross. The show's always live at 9. And now subscribe to the daily podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. Just ahead, we'll take your calls on concussions and the NFL. Get on the line now at 549-2937. Also this morning, how local doctors with the new company Newell Physicians are getting you to eat your vegetables. Then later, One Blood is taking everyone to the zoo this month if you just donate a pint of blood. We'll tell you how. All of that ahead. But first this hour, the new Will Smith film, Concussion, is heating up once again. The debate over the long-lasting neurological effects of football on players' brains. This film raises questions about player safety and the risk versus reward of playing football and other high-impact sports. Take a listen.
I found a disease that no one has ever seen. Repetitive head trauma chokes the brain.
The NFL does not want to talk to you.
You turned on the lights and gave their biggest boogeyman a name.
You're going to war with a corporation that owns a day of the week.
No proof was presented today because there simply isn't any.
They have to listen to us. This is bigger than they are.
They want you to say you made it all up.
If they continue to deny my work, men continue to die.
Now, in the movie, Smith plays American immigrant Dr. Bennett Omalu, the brilliant forensic neuropathologist who made the first discovery of CTE, a football-related brain trauma. He found it in a pro player, and he fought for the truth to get out. Dr. Omalu's emotional quest puts him at dangerous odds with one of the most powerful institutions in the world, the NFL. At the same time, a little-known neurologic condition that's estimated to impact more than half of people with brain injury is absent from the dialogue in this movie. But this morning, we're going to take a closer look at the impact of concussion on athletes and people generally, and give listeners an update on a locally developed technology that could better protect athletes and those serving in the military. Dr. Syed Assad is a Jacksonville neurologist who specializes in concussion and brain injury. He's also an unaffiliated neurotrauma consultant to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Dr. Assad is on the line. Doctor, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
And joining us in studio, Rick Johnson, principal, and Jeff Laguerre, marketing consultant at the Jacksonville company Sports Technologies, LLC. They've developed a new type of helmet that can better protect against dangerous concussions. Rick, Jeff, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to be here.
And here's our question to callers. What are your questions? What are your thoughts about the NFL, concussions, and the type of brain injury that these types of high-impact sports can cause? And what are your questions about this new type of football helmet that could protect athletes and the military? Get on the line now at 549-2937. That's 549-2937. Or go online to wjctnews.org/firstcoastconnect. Email and tweet the show or weigh in on our Facebook page. Dr. Assad, let's begin with you. This Will Smith film getting lots of attention. Have you seen the film? What are your thoughts about it, first of all?
Sure. Actually, interestingly, we're planning to watch the movie on Friday. The entire office is going as a group. So we're really excited about it. Unfortunately, I haven't seen it yet, but I think the movie is very timely. I think it's bringing a lot of awareness about this very important topic. From my perspective, sports are important, but the ability to play sports safely and if someone is injured, pull them out until their brain has recovered, which in a lot of cases it does, is key to maintaining brain health long term.
Can you explain a little bit about CTE, the brain trauma that Smith's character discovered in the movie?
Sure. So CTE has gone by many names. It used to be noted in Boxers 80, 90 years ago, and it used to be called Dementia Pugilistica. What Dr. Omalu identified and was the first to publish was the pathological changes in CTE. So there's an abnormal protein called tau protein that gets deposited in the brains of people with multiple brain injuries. And again, this is not specific to football, although, again, because it's a high-impact sport, the football players are prone to this, as are people who are into boxing and other kinds of sports that result in frequent blows to the brain.
You also are a neurotrauma consultant for the Jacksonville Jaguars. What's been your experience when it comes to head trauma in our own hometown team?
I think that the hometown team, as well as the NFL, are taking a lot of measures in response to the increased identification, both of individual concussions as well as the summed effect of multiple concussions over time. And I think with increased awareness, there's a greater chance that people are, that athletes are pulled out of the sport if there's a question of concussion. If they are diagnosed with concussion, their brain is allowed the adequate amount of time to heal before they're allowed to go back to play. And in some cases, if it is deemed that they're not fit to go back to play, you know, those measures may be taken as well. Which is reassuring.
We'll go to your calls on the NFL and concussions in a moment at 549-2937. Let's go now to Rick Johnson, the principal at the Jacksonville company Sports Technologies, LLC. Rick, you've been working for years now on a new type of helmet that you say can better protect against concussions, not just for athletes, but also the military. How does this product work?
Good morning, Millicent. Thank you for having us aboard your show today. In 2011, we began the discussions and guest development of what we conceive to be a matter of mitigating an impact to the head. We do like football, as we all do, and our major thrust and effort was to try to find a way to mitigate these concussive hits, although there are many hits that are below that concussive level. And I say that, and I want to quantify that as fact to everybody has a different threshold to a concussion. If you've had a couple concussions in the past playing college football, you're susceptible to having another concussion at a lower G-force. Over the period of the last 3 years, we have done a lot of research on the physiology baseline testing. We've watched and read a lot of documents and watched shows on PBS about concussions. And Ms. Ann McKee up in Boston, also Dr. Amalo. And we know from our experience now that you can't stick your head out in front of a freight train and stand there and hope that you don't get a concussion because your head's going to go with the train. But our total intent was to try and reduce the level of concussions to our youth, specifically in the Pop Warner leagues, all the way up through the university systems and then to the NFL or pro football. What we have found and we understand is happening is that many of the moms, and when we were here last with you a year ago, have called us and asked, even to the place of playing soccer, do I have an opportunity to my daughter or my son of getting a concussion from playing soccer or lacrosse or what have you? And this is a fact and true that you would find everybody has the ability to get a concussion, even with concussive hits. And there's been a lot of study and, I guess, projections about where a concussion happens. And that's something that only the baseline physiology and a 3D MRI of the brain can detect. And we've gone to a great level of study on this. So our system is available to be adjusted to the actual physiology of the player. It does mitigate a 200G impact down below 70, 100G impact into the 40s. This, we believe, is probably a safe level in the 40G level for somebody that's not having a great deal of contact and head impacts.
Jeff Laguerre, how exactly does this work? And you have a patent pending on this technology, right?
That is correct, but I would actually defer to Rick with regard to the patent that is pending.
But I'm just curious, how exactly does this helmet work in a way that the current technology doesn't?
Well, to clarify, this is actually not a helmet, but it's an insert for a helmet.
Okay.
And this is an insert that can be adapted to football helmets, lacrosse helmets, bicycle helmets, helmets that our soldiers wear. Anybody who wears a helmet for protection would receive additional protection based on our technology.
And you've studied this at length. Do you feel confident that it provides a higher level of protection?
Well, yes. We have gone through 3 years of discovery and testing in two different universities in Florida, working closely with the Florida State Innovative Hub in Gainesville, and several doctors and scientists. We have a board staff. A lot of military people have come aboard the company that have been in the TBI concussion areas for many years. We've met with the government in several forts. We have talked and discussed with the Symposium on Health in Fort Lauderdale with a lot of doctors. This system is totally active, and that is something that is a first in the industry.
And you're farther along with the military than the NFL, correct?
Yes, we are. And let me answer your first question shortly, and that is the fact that this system has two abatements or mitigation abilities. We will be able to mitigate in a transient time period of 2 milliseconds an impact that will be captured and decayed within 2 milliseconds. With the primary foam system, and then the secondary electronic system takes over, and that sees the impact going above the 40G level and starts to exhaust CO2 gas. So it is all electronics, it's computerized, and it has a great deal of ability to work for the military.
Let's go to your calls right now. What are your questions about concussion and high contact sports? 549-2937 is the number to join us. Bill is along I-95 right now. Hi, Bill. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to thank you for bringing up other sports such as soccer. Many parents in our group thought soccer was safer than football, and yet was repetitive headers is just as dangerous, and a lot of parents don't realize that. I would like to ask for my son who played college football, now that he's out, what can be done to diagnose if he has any existing problems and how to treat it? I'll listen to you online.
Yeah,
online.
Thank you, Bill. Dr. Assad, what about that question?
Sure. So, you know, I guess the first thing would be, is he demonstrating any symptoms? If there are symptoms of depression, insomnia, you know, pseudobulbar affect, as in involuntary crying or episodes of inappropriate crying or laughing, you know, if there are any of these, you know, increased anxiety, symptoms that he didn't have growing up or symptoms that have been noticed after he was involved in contact sports, I think he should be evaluated. And if clinically there is a basis for it, this can be followed by testing, you know, MRI of the brain with diffusion tensor imaging and susceptibility weighted sequences can show microtrauma, small hemorrhages, disruption of brain pathways. Of course, you know, there are clinical tests, and then if he's found to have some of these symptoms, they can be treated both with physical therapy, rehab, et cetera. Especially if he plans to go on and stay involved with contact sports,
you know, then it would be, it would make even more sense to be evaluated.
And in fact, there's another neurological condition that you wanted to bring up that doesn't always get discussed. Isn't that right?
That is correct. And I mentioned pseudobulbar affect. That is a neurologic condition that's frequently overlooked, but there are good treatment options for it, and it is important to identify. Sometimes it's also misidentified as depression, you know, or other conditions.
And if you're just tuning in, the new Will Smith film, Concussion, is driving fresh debate about the risk of concussion when it comes to not just professional football, but all manner of high-contact professional and even youth sports. Are you worried about your kids playing Pop Warner football or even soccer? Get on the line now at 549-2937, and we'll go to your calls. Jeff Laguerre, tell us a little bit about some of the challenges you've had bringing this product to market and what your eventual hopes are for this new helmet insert and what you'd like to see done with this product, because if mom starts saying, you know, I'm not going to let my kid play Pop Warner football. If enough moms say that, football in this country is going to stop becoming a thing. Eventually, the NFL has to be worried about that, don't you think?
Well, absolutely. First of all, we like football. We want football. But the game is in danger on all levels if the equipment simply doesn't get better. We believe our active concussion mitigation system will do that. I may be your only guest who has seen the movie.
And what did you think about it?
Well, I went to watch it for its informational value, not its entertainment value. And I'll give you one takeaway. While the movie pits Will Smith's character and his findings against this powerful NFL machine that's not exactly sure how to deal with this issue, we're left as the before the credits roll with this image of kids crashing into each other. And what I left with was, this is what sports technologies is trying to do, get out in front of this issue by using better protection.
And so right now you're waiting on the patent to be approved, Rick, and then what happens?
Well, we've issued our, I guess, preliminary patent requirements back in 2013. We finalized in 2014. We talked to the patent board just last month, and we're told that it would be issued this month. In referral back to the information that the doctor was talking about, and indeed, we don't profess to be doctors, and I don't want to say that we know how to be neurologists, but our efforts go in twofold. One is the mitigation system electronically watches what's going on and what direction and what quadrant of the head is the hit. It does everything it can to abate the hit and mitigate it within the couple milliseconds level down to a point that it doesn't cause the meninges to get flattened out and the brain to take a hit to the skull. So electronically, we can adjust this to the physiology condition of the player. That's a very important part, and everybody that's tried to come up with a system to soften the blows from springs to balloons to water to bags, what have you, there's been a varied source of information being put out on the market, but none of them have been considering the fact that there is a second part to this, and that is the physiology or the actual condition of the brain, which in the military we have been discussing the 3D MRI image, and a lot of the universities and schools today are making this a prerequisite to playing football every year, that the student goes through a physiology baseline study to see if the CTE protein is beginning to, or the tau protein is causing the CTE to begin to destroy the brain.
Let's go to Gay on Amelia Island. Hi, Gay. Good morning. Go ahead.
Hi. I haven't heard them address one part that's vitally important, and it has to do with Newton's laws of physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. If you think of the brain as G Jell-O with a bit of fluid around it encased in a hard substance, the skull, when the player is stopped quickly, that brain goes flying forward, hits that shell, and then rebounds and hits the back of the skull. There's no helmet you can put on a head that's going to stop that whiplash effect from causing concussion. And I know this because I've testified before Congress as an expert in this topic. And a helmet is not the answer.
Okay, Gay, thanks for that question. Dr. Assad, what about her comment?
Well, so her comment is correct. That is what happens. The brain is a soft tissue. It's in a hard encasing, and if the brain gets jolted, it does move back and forth. But part of it also depends on how serious the insult is to the brain. If you can decrease the insult to the brain, if you can decrease the force of the impact, potentially the jolting of the brain, the moving back and forth of the brain inside the skull cavity can be lessened.
And in the meantime, what head injury prevention tips do you want to pass along to parents that have younger players?
I think that your other guests are basically talking about protective mechanisms, and as a neurologist, my job is after someone has been concussed, and I think they're both important. I think we're all trying to say the same thing. We want our kids to play sports. However, we want them to do it in a way that would minimize risk. There's everything in life has risk, and we can't get away from that. However, if there's mechanisms that decrease the impact, but then when an impact does occur, if we can identify that an impact has occurred, pull them out, diagnose the problem, treat the problem. In the vast majority of concussions, which are basically a mild traumatic brain injury, the brain resets, and people can go back to their activity, whether it's sport or work or what have you, school, figuring out that optimal time when they can be, they can progressively go back to play or progressively go back to school. I think all of those things are important, and that is what will help us, decrease long-term risk.
Jeff.
Yes, Melissa, we absolutely agree with your previous caller. There is no system that will prevent concussions, but our active system, our active dampening system, focuses on reducing the three factors that cause concussions, those being G-force, impact momentum, and torque.
Here is a comment on our Facebook page. What's really needed here is an insert placed between the inside of the skull and the brain. Well, I guess your technology is the next best thing, right?
It'd certainly be a little bit cheaper.
James is in Murray Hill. Hi, James. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. I'm calling about, it's called dementia pugilistica. And it's basically what you're talking about. Pugilist is a boxer. And boxers get this a lot. The person, Mike Webster, was a center for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he died at 50 because of this. And the NFL, this is the whole story, I believe, of the movie, covered it up and said it was a heart attack. So I think that's basically what the movie is about. And they tried to put in disrepute the doctor involved. The other good thing that I heard is that that kids under 14, the American Soccer Association has forbidden them to head balls in playing soccer. So I think that's a good thing. And when the brain is bouncing around in somebody's head, I don't think the helmet really makes that huge much of a difference. And they're my thoughts.
Okay. Thanks, James. Yes, several players have committed suicide or suffered terrible brain injury. So, Rick Johnson, what about his comment that a helmet can't make much of a difference? How hopeful are you that your technology can make a difference?
Well, I could go back to the day where the football players wore leather helmets, and that was where there was some relief to the impulse momentum of the impact, causing the head to stop rapidly. Yes, in the collar up upstate here in, I guess, North Florida, it truly is an impossible fact that you can say you're 100% mitigating or stopping a concussion. And some of the manufacturers are kind of going through a tumultuous problem of having to clear that up. But truly enough, what we're trying to tell you is that there has been no dampening system, either inside, outside, or upside down of that helmet, to completely absorb the impulse of an impact. Through the military, we study projectiles hitting the helmet. And the muzzle velocities, we study the blast problem of compressing the blood within the ventricles and the veins to the head, causing extreme pressure in the brain. We study bumps such as blunt force of turning a Hummer upside down and landing on your head. And our potential is to take the maximum amount of that impact and dissipate it. We dissipate it within milliseconds of the impulse and what we call decay the peak impulse. The peak impulse will happen within 2 milliseconds on a blunt force, such as a head-to-head contact with a football player. And this system electronically uses a CO2 gas with 5 cells inside of that helmet that will rotate and listen to the other accelerometers of what level they have caused or mitigated the impulse. As the impulse is being mitigated, we're trying to drop it down to a level that the player is less injured and the brain takes less of an impulse. The brain will move. The meningeous sac of water around that brain can become scarred. It can become where the spinal fluid will not actually flow through the meninges to help soften the blow. It becomes a harder factor. And so the brain trying to get to the skull, because it will always go to the level of impact, we actually are putting a soft deceleration factor in there. This system in 1 inch will decelerate a 100 G impulse, which is what you would get at a 15 or 20 mile an hour impact with another player. Within 2 milliseconds, that impulse is decayed to 40 G's. And that comes out of the test we've run in the universities, our computer simulations, all of our computer algorithms, and we have shown that the impulse can be decayed, and we can put it at a lower level, not saying that it can be completely stopped, but there are real true factors being studied that you can take a 100G impact once, maybe twice, and then you begin to drop down in your ability to accept that impact.
We will continue to follow your progress. In the meantime, it's a very timely discussion, so thanks, gentlemen, all three of you, for being on the show today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Melissa.
Dr. Syed Asad, a Jacksonville neurologist who is a consultant to the Jaguars. Rick Johnson and Jeff Laguerre, both with the new company. Well, actually, it's been around for a few years. Jacksonville's Sports Technologies, LLC. And later, the Old Blood Alliance has a new name, One Blood, and a new offer to get you to donate blood this month. We'll tell you about it. But up next, how a local group of doctors is getting all of us to eat our vegetables. We're back in a moment with New Well Physicians. Keep listening.
Thank you. This is Michael Feldman. You know what makes a great holiday gift? Me. Or if you can't give me, how's about tickets to see me live? WJCT and the Flora Theater are proud to bring Michael Feldman's What Do You Know Live to Jacksonville on February 20th. Do the quiz, have some great guests and music, and possibly defect from Wisconsin once and for all. Tickets now at the Florida Theater box office by phone at 904-355-2787 or online at floridatheater.com. Hope to see you there.
Oh, your perfume.
Yes.
It's nice.
Thank you.
The new film Carol, about a love affair between two women in the 1950s, is based on a 1952 Patricia Highsmith novel. On the next Fresh Air, my guests will be Phyllis Nagy, who wrote the screen adaptation and knew Highsmith, and Todd Haynes, who directed Carol. Join us. Weekdays at noon on 89.9 WJCT. Your community, your world.
This is the sound of drama. This is the sound of your community.
Good morning, and live from Studio 5, this is First Coast Connect on 89.
Stay connected. Stay informed. Enjoy live streaming of your favorite local WJCT and PBS and NPR content, all free from your devices. The WJCT app, available now in the Apple App Store and Google Play.
Welcome back. Well, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends eating more fruits and vegetables, right? We all know that. Unfortunately, most of us don't get near the recommended amount each day. That's why a group of 11 local doctors, including cardiologists, gastroenterologists, and cancer specialists, has created OLUS. It's a cold-pressed fruit and vegetable juice that provides all the key vitamins and nutrients as part of a balanced diet. Dr. Cynthia Anderson is a radiation oncologist at Baptist Health, and she's also on the board of New Well Physicians. She's here in studio now with more about this new company and their new product. And guess what? You brought some of this stuff with you.
I did.
For me and all of us to try, Dr. Anderson. Thanks for doing that. Some cold-pressed juice. Oh, you brought the green juice with you. Let me look here. Cucumber, green apple, kale. Of course, there's kale in it because that's super hot right now. Turmeric is in that. I know that's an anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. So tell us about this. This is good stuff.
This is good stuff. So as you said, we have growing data that people need to eat a diversity of fruits and vegetables. And the recommended amount is 5 to 9 every day.
And none of us make
that. None of us do that. You know, at best, we might get 2. And we are beginning to understand more and more what the long-term effects of that are on both cardiovascular health, on cancer health, on joint health, on mental health, on memory. So while we are young, we really need to learn to get into those habits.
So how will OLUS help people achieve this goal? You've compressed a ton of fruits and vegetables into one container of cold-pressed juice, right?
Correct. So each one of these is 1.5 pounds of organic fruits and vegetables. And it's a combination that's been created, like you said, to have a diversity of not only fruits and vegetables in it, but also anti-inflammatory ingredients like turmeric. So drinking one bottle is actually 6 servings of fruits and vegetables.
Now, you are a cancer specialist, an oncologist.
Correct.
The data is clear that eating a plant-based diet can really protect against a whole array of cancers.
Absolutely. It's unrefutable at this point. A plant-based diet is probably one of the best things you can do to prevent colon cancer, which is the third biggest cancer killer in America. There's a tremendous amount of data of eating the rainbow, as I like to tell my patients, and decreasing a chance of every single recurrence, lung cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, every cancer we've looked at. Increasing and transitioning to a plant-based diet can either reduce your risk of getting cancer or having a recurrence.
How does this differ from, you know, all the other juices that are out there on the market?
Yeah.
It's a crowded market. Why did all of these doctors decide to get together and put this out there? How does this differ, cold-pressed juice?
Correct. So cold-pressing is different than pasteurized juice, which is the most common way you get juice. Apple juice, orange juice, those are pasteurized juices. Those juices, you'll lose a lot of the nutrition, for one. And for two, those will all have added sugars. So these are ones that have no sugar. It's all just fruits and vegetables. And like we said, this is a formula that we've put together that puts a blend of not just fruits and vegetables, but also some anti-inflammatory herbs and other ingredients in there as well.
And people have been hearing in recent weeks about New Well Physicians. Mm-hmm. That's the company marketing this product. These are all local doctors.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about the company.
So we are 12 local physicians here in Jacksonville. And like you said, we all are in fields of medicine where we have come to see the advantage of eating plants and vegetables in our own practices. So cardiologists, gastroenterologists, oncologists, all of us.
All right. We have a call from Dave in Nassau County. Hi, Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Just wanted to let you know that I am a I'm someone who has suffered from inflammatory bowel disease for years, and since I have stopped eating meat, all my symptoms of inflammatory bowel disease have decreased significantly.
Yes.
So that I would certainly encourage people to have more of a plant-based diet simply because it has worked for me.
Excellent. And thanks for that call. You don't counsel your patients to switch to a vegetarian diet, I'm guessing. Do you encourage them to just incorporate more fruits and vegetables into their diet?
Yes. I mean, I'm not telling anybody to eat a specific diet or not. You know, we have all sorts of diets that are out there. But we definitely know that having plants, whole live plants, as the foundation of your diet is the most important part.
So this is sort of a hack, isn't it? Because in a perfect world, we'd eat the whole food.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than drinking the juice.
Absolutely. Yeah, certainly. In a perfect world, we would cook our own food. We would eat 9 vegetables and fruits a day.
Yeah.
We would eat locally. We would produce it fresh. We would do all those things. We aren't in that world.
Do you drink these juices?
I do. And I will tell you, I do feel the difference.
Yeah.
I drink one a day. And I have noticed my mental clarity during the day. My efficiency and my productivity is up. My sleeping is better at night.
What's your favorite?
Oh, my gosh. You know, we have 3 different colors here. You can see we've got a green juice here that's, mm-hmm. like you said, green vegetable-based. We have an orange one that's orange-based. We have a reddish one that's beet-based.
I think I'm going to stay away from the beet, doctor.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a big beet person.
Give it a try.
You know what? And by the way, where can people get these?
So you can get – we have a website, and it's www.newell, which is N-U-W-E-L-L. .com. That's one. And the other is you can call our number, which is 722-WELL.
I'm going to try the green juice.
Go for it.
Because one of my New Year's resolutions was to try to get a little green juice into my life.
All right.
So here goes.
Give it a swig.
Okay, here we go. Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
I can definitely taste the apple and the lemon and the ginger.
Mm-hmm.
That's good stuff.
It is good.
That's really good. So thank you for bringing that.
Absolutely.
That's excellent. It's very, it's got a tang to it.
Yeah.
And so for people that like a lot of sweetness, this is an acquired taste because as you said,
correct.
No sugar.
Correct.
This is healthy, very healthy.
There's no
fructose or corn syrup anywhere to be found in this thing.
That is correct. You will feel a difference. Mm-hmm. You know, the less sugar and the less processed food you have in your diet, you will notice a difference. Patients notice it in as little as 2 weeks.
Absolutely. So it's Olus, mm-hmm. the new cold-pressed juices, the line available from Jacksonville's own New Well Physicians. Start the new year off right. Get your fruits and vegetables into your diet. She is Baptist Health's own Dr. Cynthia Anderson, our title sponsor here on this show, we must disclose. Dr. Anderson, keeping us on the healthy path always. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And still to come, how you can go wild during National Blood Donor Month this January at the Jacksonville Zoo. That's after this.
Old housing projects are coming down in favor of Section 8 vouchers. It's one thing to live where you're told, though.
It's another thing talking about having a quality resource for tenants to start their search and really get a leg up on getting their families into neighborhoods of opportunity.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. To get housing, you got to be able to find it. The story next time on Marketplace. Weeknights at 6 on 89.9 WJCT.
Relax Radio WJCT 89.9 HD3 is your music station, playing the songs you remember best from the Beatles, Elvis, Frank Sinatra, Barbra Streisand, and Motown, 24 hours a day, only on WJCT 89.9 HD3. Learn more at wjct.org/relax.
On the next Diane Rehm Show, Saudi Arabia has long been one of America's most important Middle East allies. But escalating tensions between Saudi Arabia and Iran complicate relations with both nations, Saudi Arabia, Iran, and the U.S. Weekday mornings at 10 on 89.9.
For nearly a century, U.S. Steel has been the bedrock of the steel industry in Birmingham, Alabama. But after closing its big blast furnace, thousands of workers have been let go.
We all thought we would finish up and retire and leave from here, not just be laid off and not know our future.
The end of an era for the Pittsburgh of the South, later on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Weekdays at 4 on 89.9 WJCT.
Welcome back. Well, finally this hour, everyone on the First Coast needs to go wild during January's National Blood Donor Month. If you give blood this month, you can win some free fun to the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens. Odette Stroys is marketing and communications maven for One Blood.
I like maven.
Oh, she is. The former Blood Alliance. Also with us, Lindsay Plemons, assistant manager of marketing at the zoo. Here to tell us all about it, ladies. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for having
Odette,
us.
Odette, let's begin with you. First off, the former Blood Alliance is now known as One Blood.
Yes.
Why the name change?
We merged with One Blood, and, you know, it's really good for the community. I mean, if you think about bringing together two leading resources in a landscape of blood industry that is changing, you're bringing together a far larger resource, and this will further stabilize our blood supply, especially during times of hurricanes, you know, and chaos and needs like that, because we'll have a far larger pool available to us with One Blood. It's a new name, it's a new look, but it's still us.
It's still you. And so you're partnering up with the zoo this month.
We are excited. Yeah. You know, families go to the zoo, so we know that this is one of our targets. And certainly we are very appreciative of the zoo's opportunity to partner with us and everyone who goes to a blood drive. So that'll be our new big red buses or our, we still have some bloodmobiles running around town. You will get a BOGO, a buy one, get one free admission to the Jacksonville Zoo.
Lindsay, absolutely. That's exciting. So tell us what is going to be happening at the zoo.
Oh, gosh, what isn't happening at the zoo? There's always something new and exciting. In January, if you don't have the Blood Alliance BOGO coupon, which everyone should have once
one
they
blood.
Donate. One Blood, I'm so sorry. I knew I was going to do that. But in January, we've got our January jackpot promotion. So throughout the week, there's discounts on admission, anything from 2-for-1 Tuesdays to $3 Thursdays and $5 Fridays. And the most exciting thing is starting in March, we're going to have the dinosaurs back. So we'll have Destination Dino, a new dinosaur exhibit with 25 realistic-looking animatronic dinosaurs. It's going to be very exciting.
That
spring.
Will be exciting for kids that have never seen anything like that before.
Yeah. I tell you, those dinosaurs are the Christmas gift aisle is dinosaur heaven for kids. I mean, that really is making a huge comeback.
Absolutely.
Oh, let's hope not in real life. But.
And, you know, you Odette, you do such a wonderful job of partnering with strategic allies like the zoo and many others to really find creative ways to get people out donate. And this is just the latest example of that, because if you don't do that, of course, our local blood bank can get dangerously low, and we can't have that because the consequences of that could be dire.
Absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head right there. In fact, right now, we would really, really appreciate if you know you're an A positive or A negative donor or an AB blood donor, we need your platelets. Please come in. Platelets are used for clotting, you know, and they're used in surgeries, chronic illnesses, patients with cancer. We really need you to come in. If you're an A positive, A negative, or AB donor to come in and give us platelets. If you're a whole blood donor, which only takes 7 minutes if you think about the actual drawing process, and if you're an O and a B, we need your whole blood. We just need folks to understand we're trying to target your type of blood for the specific reasons that we need that blood type for. It's the right type of blood for the right hospital at the right time for the right patient. So we really need you to come in and say, what kind of blood do you need from me as a donor of an A, B, or AB, or O blood type? So we do have very specific targeting of types. So come out, find out what your blood type is. And if you've never donated before, everyone who comes in throughout the month of January, which is National Blood Donor Awareness Month, will get a beautiful, big fleece One Blood Special Edition blanket.
You brought one with you. I don't know what I did today to deserve all these goodies. I got juice. I've got a blanket. You brought this blanket with you, and it is super soft and big and nice.
Big. Everyone will get one for donating blood and helping to save lives. We need you to share your power in our community. We're your only blood bank here. You know, again, we have a new name, One Blood, but we're still the same. She's covering herself up, folks. She's getting cozy.
It's cold in here. It's always cold in here.
And look then if you go to a blood drive, you'll get a BOGO from the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens. And what a wonderful opportunity for you to take advantage of going to the most visited place in our Northeast Florida region. Yes. And you get to enjoy the animals with your kids and family. And
here's a tweet from Adam. Is there still a ban on blood donations from homosexual men?
Great question. One Blood supports a decision that was recently made to amend the indefinite deferral of men who've had sex with men, or MSM, to a 12-month deferral period. And we support this FDA decision to change MSM blood donation policy from that lifetime deferral to a one-year deferral. And this policy, Melissa, just to let you know, the change in the policy will align the MSM donor deferral period with other policies with activities that may pose similar risks of transfusion transmissible infections.
Okay, so that answers that. And you're taking your cues from the national organization.
Correct. Our top priority, of course, is the safety of our volunteer blood donors and the recipients of blood. And the FDA regulates many blood deferral policies. It is their responsibility for the guidelines concerning MSM deferrals. And we simply follow that to remain in compliance with FDA rules.
Okay, so if you're just tuning in, January is National Blood Donor Month. One Blood, formerly the Blood Alliance, along with the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens, is encouraging you to save lives by donating blood. Each blood drive donor this month will receive a buy one, get one free admission to the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens. And all donors in January get a special free One Blood fleece blanket. Every 2 seconds, someone in America uses a donation of blood. Every 2 seconds. And Odette, the blood bank here in our area serves how many hospitals?
All of the hospitals.
Yeah, all of them.
All of them.
So it really is such a critical resource.
And I think people need to understand that we're a community blood bank because we're in the community serving the community. We can't get blood from anywhere but you. And if you don't understand that it's not manufacturable, then you're not going to understand that human life depends on your contribution as a community member to come in and give blood. So it's really important to share your power, because I don't think a lot of people who don't give blood, they don't realize it. Well, they can get it from somewhere else. Yeah, another person. Mm-hmm. So if you've never given, come in and give it a try. It only takes an hour of your time. You have to be about 110 pounds, at least 17 years of age, in general good health, have a great meal before you come in, be hydrated. It takes just about an hour. We give you a free physical. You get to check your iron levels, and 7 minutes of drawing for whole blood, one pint can save up to 3 different lives in Northeast Florida. You can be a hero without even running into a burning building and save 3 lives. I mean, what a great feeling
And you know what, Lindsay? 1 hour of someone's time will get them a whole day at the zoo. And at this time of year, when it's not so hot, it's a great time to go to the zoo, because when it's super hot out, no offense, That's not when I like to take my kids to the zoo.
Oh, you're right. I mean, it's Florida. It's sweltering. And the animals
I like to take them at this time of year. So this is a good time.
Yes, and the animals really enjoy it, too. So if you get there early in the morning when it's a little bit crisp in the air, the animals are active and really enjoying themselves, and it's a lot of fun to see. So.
And as you said, lots of new exhibits on tap for 2016.
Absolutely. We'll have Destination Dino starting in March, and our new Sumatran tiger cub will be on exhibit soon. She's very adorable. She's got big blue eyes, and she and her mother will be back on exhibit soon, so we have to come see her.
Excellent. Lots of exciting things happening at the zoo. Give blood to get that free admission to the zoo this month. Odette Stroy's marketing and communications maven.
Thank you.
For One Blood. Lindsay Plemons with marketing at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens. Donate blood by just visiting igiveblood.com to find the nearest center near you. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you so
much. Thank you.
That's our show. Thanks to all of our guests and callers. Our producer is Sean Birch. The show theme, composed and performed by the Jacksonville Symphony Orchestra's Pyotr Chevchik. Never miss a show. Subscribe to the daily podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. And next on Diane Rehm. Saudi Arabia has long been one of America's most important Middle East allies, but escalating tensions between Saudi Arabia and Iran complicate relationships with both nations. Saudi Arabia, Iran, and the U.S. That's next. I'm Melissa Ross, and you're listening to First Coast Connect on 89.9 WJCT-FM Jacksonville, your community, your world. Tomorrow at 9 a.m., public defender Matt Shirk says he's running for a third term. He'll join us. Don't miss it. That's tomorrow.
Support for First Coast Connect is provided by Baptist Health and the North Florida TPO.